Thank you, Dr. Urban. You can't ice me. And good afternoon, everyone. A dollar spot is a disease caused by the foliar pathogen Sclerotinia homeocarpa that can be severe on many turf grass species. And while there are a variety of cultural practices available to reduce dollar spot, chemical management is generally needed to provide acceptable control. However, in recent years, the number of chemical options to manage dollar spot have become limited for several reasons. First, as many of you are aware, Sclerotinia homeocarpa has developed resistance to many classes of the major penetrant compounds used for its control. And first, some of these compounds for which we have not seen resistance, such as chlorothalonil, the use of these compounds has become restricted for health due to health and environmental concerns. And finally, cost is always an issue when talking about fungicides. And the limitations of these limitations, their influence is particularly felt on fairways due to the large acreages when compared to putting greens. So in light of these limitations, we need to enhance cultural management of dollar spot. And mulling, being the primary cultural practice in turf, has the potential to influence dollar spot severity. Now, typically, fairways are mown 3 days a week, but in our discussions with superintendents in our region, we found that some mow as often as 6 or 7 days a week. And in a nice study in Minnesota, Elram et al. Showed that mowing more frequently actually reduced dollar spot severity. However, the authors in this study attributed this effect to a more frequent frequency of dew displacement. And while more frequent mowing likely increases overall wounding, to our knowledge, there's been no research conducted on the influence of mowing frequency alone on dollar spot severity. And secondly, the primary PGRs used on fairways are fluoprimidol, paclobutrazol, and trinexpec ethyl. And research has established that paclobutrazol and fluoprimidol consistently suppress dollar spot, whereas the results with trinexpec ethyl have been more variable. So in light of this lack of information, we set out with the objective to evaluate the influence of mowing frequency and plant growth regulators on dollar spot severity. And we address these questions in field studies at UConn's research facility and stores. A season-long study was conducted in each of 2 years on a mature stand of putter creeping bentgrass. And we provided fertility according to a foliar feeding program that is typical of fairways in our regions. And finally, dew is displaced over the entire study area 7 days per week. Treatments were constructed in a factorial, with the first factor being mowing frequency. Plots were mown 2, 4, or 6 days per week with a walk-behind reel mower set to 1.3 centimeters. And the key point to take away from the mowing frequency is, since the dew is displaced in the morning, we performed the mowing treatments in the afternoon when the canopy was dry, thus allowing us to assess the influence of mowing frequency without the confounding influence of dew. And second factor was PGRs, which were applied on a 21-day interval. Paclobutrazol, or PB, was applied at 0.28 kilograms of AI per hectare, and trinexpec ethyl, or TE, was applied at 0.096 kilograms of AI per hectare, and we also included non-treated control. Now, just so you're aware, this study, this was part of a larger study that included evaluations of 4 fungicides as an additional factor. This was presented in another paper this conference, but for today, I'm just going to focus on plots that did not receive any fungicide. Okay, plots measured 0.91 by 1.82 meters and were arranged in a randomized complete block design with 4 applications. Treatments were initiated in the late spring, which is typically when we see dollar spot symptoms that first appear in southern New England. Dollar spot severity was assessed by visually estimating the percentage of plot area blighted by Sclerotinia homeocarpa. And severity ratings were used to assemble the area under the disease progress curve, or AUDPC. Main and interactive effects were analyzed using analysis of variance in SAS, and for any significant effects, means were separated using Fisher's LSD at p less than or equal to 0.05. So in looking at the influence of PGRs in 2007, here on the y-axis is disease severity in the form of percent plot area blighted, and individual rain dates are on the x-axis. And for each rain day, I've indicated with an asterisk, meaning that the main effect of PGR was significant, whereas plus signs indicate there was a significant interaction between PGRs and mowing frequency. And we see here a consistent trend in that dollar spot was suppressed and plots true with PB here in the dashed line. And specifically on these dates here in which there was a the main effect only was significant, we see that a dollar spot severity was lower in PB-treated plots when compared to the non-treated. And although generally similar, there are two dates indicated here in which dollar spot severity was lower in TE-treated plots when compared to the non-treated. And if we just take a step back and look at this curve, this is a typical, this represents a typical dollar spot epidemic in southern New England in which disease symptoms first appeared in early June, and then peaked in the summer, and then declined towards the fall. However, in 2008, we saw a very different dollar spot epidemic in which disease progressed very slowly. And we didn't see any serious symptoms until all the way into late July and early August. Now, this graph is very similar to the previous one, except that the y-axis reflects the overall lower disease severity. And although we did not see, although PGR, the effect of PGR was not significant until the final rating date, we see a clear trend in which a disease severity was lower in plots treated with TE when compared to the non-treated, and disease severity in PB-treated plots, in turn, was lower than TE-treated plots. Okay, moving on to mowing frequency. Again, the graph is very similar, except the asterisk indicates a significant influence of mowing frequency. And we see here on several dates in August and September that dollar spot severity was lower in plots mown twice per week, indicated by the dashed line, when compared to those mown 6 days per week. And again, moving on to 2008, we see a similar trend in that dollar spot severity was lowest in plots mown 2 days per week, indicated by the dashed line, than when compared to those mown 4 days per week, which in turn was lower than those mown 6 days per week. So to look at those interactions that I mentioned, I'm going to present the AUD-PC data. And the AUD-CP levels are on the y-axis. And to evaluate these interactions, we decided to present the data by evaluating the influence of mowing frequency within each PGR treatment, which is known as slicing. So we see here for plots receiving Trinexpec ethyl, overall disease severity over the entire season was lower in plots mown 2 days per week when compared to those mown 6 days per week. However, for plots receiving PB or no PGR, that effect was not significant. Okay, now 2008. Again, the graph is very similar, but the y-axis scale reflects the lower overall disease severity. And we see a trend in plots receiving PGRs in that dollar spot severity was lower in plots mown 2 days per week when compared to those mown 6 days per week. However, for plots that did not receive a PGR, we did not see the same trend. So in summary, PGRs reduced dollar spot. And for paclobutrazole, this suppression was fairly consistent and amounted to 63% to 90% of the non-treated control. And suppression with Trinexpec ethyl was more variable, but ranged from 13% to 52%. Mowing frequency also provided some dollar spot suppression, and was all variable as well, with disease severity reduced by 23% to 50% in infrequently mowed plots when compared to the most frequent treatment. And finally, when we have these interactions, we find that the effect of mowing frequency also provided a suppression, and this was consistent in plots receiving Trinexpec ethyl. So in conclusion, based on these results and in agreement with previous research, PGRs definitely impact dollar spot severity. PB, or paclobutrazole, drastically reduces dollar spot symptoms. However, Trinexpec ethyl may provide some suppression. So to address the primary point of this research, which was to assess the influence of mowing frequency in PGRs when fungicides are not in use, we see that mowing less frequently can reduce dollar spot severity, and that use of PGRs may enhance this benefit. And finally, while we were not assessing the influence of dew displacement, the use of increased mowing frequency as the sole method of dew displacement is questionable because, in other words, are we negating some of the benefit by displacing dew because more frequent mowing by itself would reduce dollar spot? With that, I'd like to acknowledge my major advisor, Dr. John Kaminsky, as well as my advisory committee, researchers who provided helpful comments, as well as primary financial support provided by the New England Regional Turfgrass Foundation. Thank you for your attention. I'll take any questions at this time.
Plenty of time for questions.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that George, you said, you had the area of the under the degree curve, which is a percentage, then you multiply by time, and it came into units of thousands. Mm-hmm. What's going on there? What are you computing here?
Well, that's simply if you remember the graphs. The graphs here, it's just the, if you fill in the area below each curve. So you can see for those months, 6 days a week, there's more area under that curve compared to the other treatments. So that's what it is.
Okay, when you multiply by time, how does that become a
Well, the way the AUDCP is calculated is you have you have rating dates. In this case, they were done weekly, and you divide by, so I'm not remembering exactly, but you divide by the period of time between the rating dates. So it's kind of like calculus, where you want to know how big your boxes are when you're trying to do the I'm forgetting now, but just to find out the area of the curve, you want to know how wide your boxes are. Yes, sir, Dr. Clark.
Why do you think that does disease only 2 weeks versus 2 days versus?
That's a very good question. The question was why. Well, I think the reason is for the impact of mowing frequency. And early in the presentation, I cited that mowing more frequently increases wounding. But in that case, you would think that we would have an immediate impact of the mowing frequency, particularly in 2007, when disease severity was we had a good disease in June and July. But since it took so long for the effect to occur, it only occurred in the latter half of the study. It could suggest some physiological changes, such as cell wall thickness or a change in tiller density, tillering, or carbohydrate allocation. Yes, sir.
You mentioned that the fungicides were another factor in the study.
Yeah.
Are there any interactions between mowing frequency and fungicides?
The question was, as part of the other study, were there any interactions with fungicides? And when fungicides, the short answer is not really, but because when the fungicides were used, they generally, disease severity was so low, probably the slight benefit that we see here when there's not using any when there's no fungicides is pretty negligible when the fungicides are used. Yes, sir.
How many applications of pacazuchazole will you be making this season, and since you referred to DMI resistance, what impact would that type of application have on potential resistance issues?
Oh, the question was how many applications of PGRs were made and what impact that could have on DMI resistance. I believe there were 4 or 5 applications made over 4 months, 5 or 6 probably, and that certainly would have some impact theoretically in terms of enhancing DMI resistance because, or for paclobutazole, that is, because they're chemically related to the DMI fungicides. There's a question behind you. The question was, are there reasons why Primo would suppress dollar spot? And I think it goes similar to the mowing frequency. There may be some physiological changes in the plant. A change in tillering could impact the canopy structure, which in turn could impact leaf wetness or how the disease spreads overnight, or perhaps carbohydrate allocation or cell wall thickness.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Could you provide us with an indication of what your nitrogen fertility program was?
I did, but I didn't describe it fully. We spoon-fed nitrogen to the amount of 9.8 kilograms of N per hectare about every 2 weeks, and that amounted to a total of, I believe, 1.4 pounds per thousand over the course of the 4 months.
Okay. Thank you.